Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Now at 4:30, an hours-long investigation after a fire heavily damages a mobile home in Cary. What we're learning from fire officials this morning.
Plus, demanding answers and action. How Alicia Watts' family and friends plan to help raise awareness about the missing woman today.
And it's going to be another hot one for today with even hotter temperatures moving in. Coming up, I'll explain how it will feel this afternoon.
And 200 positions remain vacant this morning within Durham Public Schools. We're taking a look at how the school system plans to find teachers and staff before the traditional school year kicks off in a matter of weeks.
And our top U.S. officials withholding information about UFOs. That's what Congress is hoping to find out today during a hearing on Capitol Hill. Why some lawmakers believe the unidentified objects could be a threat to national security. One of the many topics we'll get into here is we've reached our Wednesday with you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. UFOs, what is really out there, right? But I can tell you what is out there when you step out the door. Heat and humidity. Meteorologist Peter Sherwood in for Elizabeth this morning, tracking the excessive heat that we'll see this week.
Listen, you guys are going to feel it this morning as you step outside. Here's a live look at downtown Raleigh. All is quiet for this morning, but check out our temperatures right now. In the Triangle, it's 74 degrees, 66 out there in Roxboro. We're seeing 76 for Goldsboro to get the morning started. If you are going to go for a walk today, listen, get it done early because this morning we'll see those temperatures ranging in the 70s and 80s. We're heading to 96 degrees. During this time of the year, we always have to talk about the humidity, and today it will feel like 101 into the afternoon. We're going to see that feels like temperature peak at 2 p.m. today. And if you're thinking about going outside for this evening, it's still going to be hot, feeling like 96 by 6 p.m. We do have a 20% chance for a few passing showers to develop for today, maybe some rumbles of thunder. That chance will be minimal. So keep in mind that the bigger weather story today will be those hot temperatures building in. Coming up, I'm going to show you how it will feel as we head into the weekend.
Peta, thanks. Crews have been on scene all morning working to determine what led to a mobile home fire in Cary. They cleared the scene moments ago but plan to return later today. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there for hours as fire officials monitored the scene. You can see in this video the home has a lot of damage. It happened last night on Kyle Street just after 10. Officials say it took them about 35 minutes to get the flames under control. We're told no one was hurt.
This morning, a family and friends of a missing Moore County woman are getting ready to head to Charlotte to press authorities for answers on their investigation. Alicia Watts' family says she hasn't been seen since July 16th. That's when she was with her boyfriend, James Dunmore, in Charlotte. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us now with more from Moore County this morning. Kelsey, the family desperate to get some answers and hoping to raise awareness about her disappearance as well.
Watts family is waking up without answers this morning, now 10 days after her disappearance. That's why a group of family and friends will be headed here to this meeting spot in Moore County to hop on a bus and go to Charlotte to ask police for more information. Hundreds of people gathered at a vigil yesterday praying that Watts will return home safe. Her family and friends say they haven't seen or heard from her since July 6th when she was seen with her boyfriend, James Dunmore, in Charlotte. WRAL learned yesterday that Dunmore was found unresponsive in Watts' SUV on July 18th. The Racial Justice Network will host a press conference this morning at 11 a.m. at the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, and of course, we'll have a crew there. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Moore County.
Three people are in the hospital with life-threatening injuries this morning after a violent day in Durham. Across the city, six people were shot across five different scenes in just a 12-hour time frame yesterday. Here's a map of the five locations. The latest happened yesterday, just before 6, in the area of Bun Terrace near Holloway Street and North Miami Boulevard. Police say a teenage boy was dropped off at a local hospital with life-threatening injuries. The earliest shooting we told you about happened around 6 a.m., four shootings occurred after that. Two shootings happened at public parks. The others were drive-bys. We're working to find out if any of the shootings are connected.
Changes could be coming today that could affect how you borrow money, pay your mortgage and credit cards. In just a few hours, the Fed is expected to announce a new interest rate hike. That's according to economic experts. If the Fed approves the move, this would be the 11th rate increase since March of 2022. The hike is expected to be a quarter of a percentage point. This would take the benchmark borrowing rate to its highest level for the first time in more than 20 years.
Today, we will also learn what effect the string of interest rate hikes is having on the housing market. The U.S. Census Bureau will release its home sales report for June today. Last month's May report showed home sales went up by 12.2% from April. They were up 20% from May 2022. NC State economist Mike Walden tells WRL, people looking to buy a home should wait until interest rates start to drop, but they shouldn't wait too long.
What you want to do, especially in the market here in the Triangle, it's so hot, you want to get in on those lower interest rates early before everyone else does, and that moves prices up. There's two things there for buying a house. So I think the sweet spot will be early next year.
Walden says he expects the Fed will start lowering rates in the first 6 months of 2024.
Durham Public Schools hopes to fill some prime positions today ahead of a new school year. As of this morning, there are still about 200 spots open. WRL's Laura Levine joins us live to explain how this number compares to last year and the effect it could have to your child's learning. Laura, good morning.
Jeff, good morning. Right now, it is crunch time for Durham Public Schools, trying to fill hundreds of positions before the traditional school year begins next month. Here at Southern High School, they're going to have about 25 schools on site today ready to meet those candidates. Now, as you've mentioned, Durham Public Schools has about 200 vacancies for jobs, and candidates can apply with just a bachelor's degree and no background in teaching. They have different alternative tracks to help get your license and help you begin your teaching journey while employed here. The greatest areas of need are teachers for math, science, exceptional children, and of course, bus drivers. DPS has a $3,000 sign-on bonus and an incentive for bus drivers in order to compete in the competitive job market.
We do have a great incentive program that is going on. If for a current DPS employee, if they refer someone and they're here for 90 days, they will get $1,000. We also have an attendance incentive that we offer every month for our bus drivers. So bus drivers is definitely a high need.
She also says their $1,500 retention bonus is what's really making the greatest impact. And they're going to be giving that out to current employees this September. This job fair is running from 5 to 7 p.m. this afternoon. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Durham.
It's day two of the Defense Technology Summit. State lawmakers and officials are using this time to highlight technology needs for major military commands across North Carolina and the Department of Defense. They'll have the opportunity to meet and speak with other government, military, and industry innovators. The summit is happening at Crown Coliseum in Fayetteville. Senator Tom Tillis is one of the keynote speakers. The event wraps up tomorrow.
UNC Chapel Hill's Board of Trustees will talk about the new free tuition plan during its monthly two-day meeting. That starts today, and the school announced earlier this month it would waive tuition and other fees for incoming undergraduates from North Carolina whose families make less than $80 a year. The initiative will start with the incoming class next year. Last week, the UNC Board of Governors challenged Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz about the announcement, which they said happened without their knowledge. Despite the lack of communication, the Board of Governors showed its support for the plan.
New this morning, the Mega Millions jackpot climbs to $910 million. No one matched all the numbers in last night's drawing. That makes 28 drawings in a row with no jackpot winner. But maybe you won a smaller prize. Check your ticket. Here are the winning numbers from last night's drawing. The numbers are 3, 5, 6, 44, and 65. The Mega Ball is 25, and the Mega Plier is 4.
An Edgecombe County couple is recovering after being thrown 100 feet from their home during the tornado last week. We have an update from the Carters and how they are doing after that devastating tornado.
And UFOs, they're at the front and center of a hearing today. What we're hoping to learn about the government's possible secret information about the mysterious objects.
And we'll give you a live look outside of the DBAP this morning. Meteorologist Peter Shearwood joins us after the break with this weekend's hot temperatures nearing triple digits.
from the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
I'm tracking sweltering temperatures once again for this afternoon as we get our morning started and looking live at Raleigh here of the Legislative Building. All is quiet out the door, but check out these temperatures right now. 74 degrees this morning in the Triangle, 76 for Fayetteville right now, and for this afternoon, we're talking about a high temperature of 96 degrees. Those the hot temperatures are going to be accompanied by feels like temperatures in the triple digits today. We're talking about a feels like temperature of 101 for the afternoon. So if you want to get outside, go for a walk or head to the park, get there early while we see temperatures in the 70s before they head to the 90s today.
A person hurt in last week's tornado is back at home this morning after being seriously injured. We told you about Ricky and Dale Carter. The couple was thrown 100 feet from their home out into a field. Dale is home from the hospital now. Her mother says her Medicaid coverage does not include the rehab she needs to get better. She says Dale is suffering from a broken pelvis and was put on seizure medication to prevent brain damage. Meantime, Ricky, who has cancer, is still in the hospital with a broken leg and shoulder.
To anyone, and we just wanted to try to help them.
They are expecting a long road ahead, but they are thankful for the community's support.
UFOs will be front and center on Capitol Hill today. Congress is holding a hearing in an effort to determine if the Defense Department is hiding information about the flying objects. Lawmakers want to know if possible sightings of UFOs are a threat to national security. The issue became a focus over recent years after a series of reports revealed hundreds of military observations of mysterious aircraft.
A man wanted for setting his girlfriend's mobile home on fire with five children inside is in jail this morning in Cumberland County. Patrick James turned himself in to authorities Monday after being on the run since March. He faces charges including first-degree arson and seven counts of attempted first-degree murder. Investigators say James poured rubbing alcohol on a mattress and set the home on Kenbrain Street on fire. Everyone made it out safely. He's being held without bond in the Cumberland County Detention Center.
President Biden is making a fresh push to force health insurers to improve access to mental health coverage. The proposed rule announced Tuesday would require health plans to make changes when they are providing inadequate access to mental health care. The administration says the action reinforces the 2008 Mental Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act. Officials expect the rule to be published in the Federal Register next week. It then enters a 60-day public comment period before taking effect.
American swimmers Katie Ledecky and Michael Phelps are now tied for the most individual titles at World Championships. Ledecky won her 15th title yesterday in the 1500-meter freestyle at the World Championships in Japan. The 26-year-old cruised to an easy win 17 seconds faster than the second-place swimmer. Today officially marks 1 year from the opening ceremony of the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris. In our next hour, NBC News' Keir Simmons joins us live from the host city as preparations are underway. And later this morning, NBC Sports' Mike Tirico will share a first look while some of the biggest American athletes will be live on the plaza. Big day. Two-time NBA All-Star Jaylen Brown now has the largest contract in NBA history. According to his agent, the Celtics standout agreed to a $304 million Supermax contract extension. Let's put that in perspective, okay? Denver's Nikola Jokic signed a $276 million deal in 2022. According to salary tracking website SportTrack, Jokic is now the second highest paid player in the NBA.
Join us tonight for another Tar Heel Traveler special. Tonight, Scott Mason features classic mom and pop restaurants from east to west and places in between. Meats and Sweets airs tonight at 7:30 on WRAL. Sounds appetizing. 447 now. Our weather, not so. Meteorologist Peta Shearwood in the WRS Severe Weather Center with just how hot it's been this summer.
Yeah, we've seen about 5 days already at RDU with temperatures at 95 degrees or higher. Our yearly average is around 12. And, you know, we are going to add to those numbers as we head throughout the rest of the week leading into the weekend. I want to show you how it is going to feel today. We are going to make it to 91 by 12 o'clock, but you factor in the humidity and it's going to feel like 97 degrees. We're going to get to around 95 by 2, feeling like 101. And even for this evening, if you're thinking about going around town, maybe going for a nice walk or just getting the kids outside, we are going to see temperatures in the lower 90s, feeling like 96. So it is going to be a hot day. We have to prepare for that. And one way to do so is by staying hydrated even before you head outdoors. We're going to make it to a feels like temperature of 103 in Durham today, 101 in Fayetteville, and 99 out there in Southern Pines. As we head into tomorrow, look at the numbers. It is going to feel like 103 in Raleigh and Durham. In some spots to the south, we can see feels like temperatures upwards of 107 by the afternoon. So don't be surprised too if the National Weather Service goes ahead and put us under a heat advisory as we head into tomorrow. Going into the end of the week and the weekend, we could potentially see our temperatures near 100 degrees. This is what I'm talking about right here. Getting to a temperature of 98 by Friday, feeling like 107, and 99 for Saturday, feeling like 108 degrees. The temperatures that we're seeing on this chart are dangerously hot. We are going to keep those dangerously hot conditions around, especially across the southeast, where we are tracking above normal temperatures to continue into the month of August. So as we check out our 7-day forecast here, it's just screaming hot, right? With those temperatures ranging in the upper 90s and what feels like temperatures in the triple digits, it is going to feel very uncomfortable outdoors. We do have small rain chances over the next 7 days, but our rain chances are expected to pick up as we head into the weekend. I'll talk a little bit more about that coming up.
Peta, thanks. The Durham Bulls are back on the field tonight for another matchup against the Charlotte Knights. Coming up, how the Bulls opened up their 6-game homestand last night.
And the new flavor Skittles is rolling out that just might pair well with one of America's favorite foods. 4:53 is the time right now. Welcome back. Summer's flying by. We have just about a month left before all students return to class. And we know you want to make the most of that precious time. So 5 on Your Side's Keely Arthur is sharing the top-ranked summer essentials.
Take a trip to one of North Carolina's many beaches or local pools, and you'll know you need a good sunscreen.
I always pack a hat, something to cover my feet, and of course, a sunscreen that's broad spectrum and has an SPF of 30 or higher.
For sunscreen, Consumer Reports recommends going with the Coppertone Water Babies SPF 50. Adults can use it too. As for entertainment, go with the Bose SoundLink Color 2 speakers.
It's very easy to use, and it's got decent versatility.
And if you want to serve more than snacks, you'll need a cooler. Check out this $20 Coleman chiller cooler with about 1 inch of insulation. It was great at maintaining a cool temperature in CR's lab tests. And CR's food safety expert says that's especially important this time of year.
Bacteria love hot and humid summer weather, which makes it the perfect time of year for harmful bacteria to multiply on food.
To keep your food cold, pack your cooler full. Try not to leave any open space and put new ice or frozen ice packs on top. Keely Arthur, 5 on Your Side.
And remember, it's important you not leave food out of the cooler for more than 2 hours. 1 hour if the temperature, like it's going to be today, is over 90 degrees.
Looking ahead to tomorrow when a hearing begins to determine if Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg will be held in contempt of Congress as we look live at the U.S. Capitol building. Now, this comes as lawmakers say the Facebook founder failed to turn over documents related to the panel's investigation on whether the company censored free speech on its platform. If the committee votes to hold Zuckerberg in contempt, the full House would still have to vote on the issue. A Meta spokesperson says the company has delivered more than 53,000 documents and has made nearly a dozen current and former employees available to the committee.
Durham Bulls host the Charlotte Knights in a six-game homestand, and they are one game into it. And the fans went home happy last night after the opener, coming back to win 9-7. An exciting bases-clearing triple in the bottom of the eighth put them on top for good. First pitch for tonight's game at the DBAP against the Knights, 6:35.
Nicely done, Bulls. A new flavor is joining the Skittles rainbow. The candy has partnered with French's to make a new tangy mustard-flavored Skittle. Yes, this is a thing. It's all in celebration of National Mustard Day, which is coming up on August 5th. Unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, the new Skittle will only be available at French's Mustard mobile buses in D.C., New York City, and Atlanta, so none in North Carolina. Fans can also enter an online sweepstakes for a chance to win a package of the special Skittles.
4:56 time right now. Coming up, friends and family of a missing Moore County woman are packing into a bus this morning. Their efforts to push police for answers about what led to Alicia Watts' disappearance.
Plus, the son of LeBron James is out of the ICU after suffering cardiac arrest. What we know about Bronny's recovery and the quick response after he collapsed during a workout.
And parents are getting their kids ready to head back to school, and schools are also preparing for them. How Durham Public Schools is working to fill positions, even looking for people without a teaching certificate.